To you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WBQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WBQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WBQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WBQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
I got a hand full of wonders. I'm gonna cultivate this mystery and help me bring these trees. Do you want me to want it?
.95.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
Now Frankie caught a big disease. It took him by surprise. Put him right down on his knees. You know it cut him down to size. He couldn't eat, he couldn't sleep, 'cause the treatment caused him pain. Then someone sent him down the street to see the medicine man. He got his medicine, and it's helping him feel good. He got his medicine, it's tasting sweet just like it should. He got his medicine to stimulate his appetite. He got his medicine, you know it helps him sleep at night. Yeah. Coma, it messes up her eyes. The pressure hurts, her vision's worse, like the world is in disguise. And they're gonna try to fix it. Meanwhile, she's doing what she can. She goes down the street with Frankie to see the medicine man. She got her medicine, and it's helping her feel good. She got her medicine, it's tasting sweet just like it should. She got her medicine, you know it helps her every time. She got her medicine instead of going blind. Now the voters say that it's okay, so what's the problem? it's safer than a lot of things. Now I've been working in the yard, my back is getting sore, you know I had a little medicine, think I'll have a little more. And I probably don't need it, but I'll take it anyway. It seems to take the edge off the stress and strain that comes with every day. I want my medicine, 'cause it makes me feel so good. I want my medicine, it's grown up right here in the woods. I want my medicine, you know it cures a thousand ills. I want my medicine, it beats the hell out of taking pills. I want my medicine, don't wanna fuss, don't wanna fight. I want my medicine, you know it keeps me feeling right. I want my medicine, see the medicine man, go see the medicine man. I want my medicine, see the medicine man, go see the medicine man. I want my medicine, see the medicine man, go see the medicine man. I want my medicine, see the medicine man, see the medicine man.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war isn't that the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Laurice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Quinn.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Waters, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
Hi, I'm Tanya Davis, and I'm fighting for you and medical marijuana common sense here in Ohio. And you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC LP Cincinnati, 95.7 FM, and WVQC.org. Low power to the people and the patients. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
Don't wanna fuss, don't wanna fight. I want my medicine.
Alrighty, it is Hemp Rock Radio, and I am the Happy Hemptress. And over there, rolling the pot today, is special guest in the studio.
What up?
Pot's Berry Dope Boy, Chef Pot and Hash, never here on Mondays usually. Once
well,
in a while.
You know, I gotta go cook the good stuff sometimes. Chuck, just feel free to jump in.
you just said you don't cook the good stuff.
I can't cook the good stuff at my professional job, Chuck. It's
not
illegal.
Yet. Not yet.
Not
now.
Yet.
One of these days it's going to happen. I believe that. I don't know about anybody else. You know, the only thing I can say is I have to keep the faith that things have to get worse before they get better.
Absolutely.
You know? So, of course, anyway, over there, he is rolling the pot up, and the barn man's going to be coughing on it.
Smoking it up.
That's right. Of course, it is Hemp Rock, and we are here at WVQC LP. Low power to the people. And a lot of really good things happening, of course. I want to remind everybody we have a new show on Tuesdays here at the station. It is the Speak Out and Speak Up Tuesdays at high noon till the Hemp Rock show's on. So that's every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right before we are on Tuesdays. And that's Jenny. She works with the Homeless Coalition and other things. And she has a topical show. And so tune in. Get ready for Hemp Rock and tune in with Jenny for Speak Out and Speak Up. There's lots of other really cool shows, of course. Following us today is our sister show. We love Sister J All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience. Of course, you can find hers and ours in archives, both of our shows, at the WEEDRadioNetwork.com. I'm just waving to the big man here at Media Bridges, Tom, over there walking by. So kudos to him for keeping this place going, of course, this computer cooperative and public television and radio entity here called Media Bridges. And what a great place it really is. And, you know, you like to use the other facilities there, Bernie.
My
TVNK.
No, I mean for public access TV here at Media Bridges.
Yeah, they get a good public access here for TV. So does Kentucky.
Absolutely.
I use them both.
That's right, exactly. It's a great thing. And I bet you if the Republicans have their way in Congress and the Senate, they'll be cutting our budget like they want to NPR. So, folks, we need your help now, along with NPR. Now, you know, I want to remind everybody something that a lot of people don't know. I believe it's at 8 or 9. You'd have to go look at the schedule. The Democracy Now! Airs right here on WVQC. Great feed of information about democracy, real democracy, what the Federation should be. Of course, you know what regular democracy is, right? If you can say it. 51% of the people controlling the other 49?
Right.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, when the people like us vote and win, the feds go, you guys don't matter.
You know what?
You're just like a bunch of Libyans. You're like a bunch of Egyptians that they don't give a shit about, okay?
Then again, you know, the government, they got all the guys with all the really good guns.
Yeah, they got more guns, the bigger guns.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they did, the ATF, the FBI, and the DEA, and the locals. As of now, 26 dispensaries in Montana have been raided by the feds.
Well, Obama said he was going to stop doing that before we elected him.
Well, he did. So I'm going to read a statement here. This comes from Cannabis Therapy Institute. This came out on the 17th last week. Let me get a drink of water here, folks, because cotton mouth really makes it hard to read, I'll tell you.
As I reach for my Mountain Dew.
It is the Hemp Rock Radio Show. Oh, you know what? I have to do this before I get into Montana. I totally forgot, and I have to apologize because she's probably listening. That would, of course, be Tanya Davis if you were paying attention and you weren't stoned and missed it. We have a new bumper ID clip from our favorite Ohio activist, Tanya Davis. Did you get to hear that while you were bullcrapping, Birdman?
Yeah, I got to hear her make it last night.
Yeah, well, you didn't hear the finished product. But anyway, we want to let everybody know that, and I don't have it in front of me because I, at the moment, have no internet connection with my baby computer here. So I'm just going to try to remember it verbatim. They have filed. This is the Ohio Compassionate Group for Medical Marijuana. There's so many different names for different organizations, I can't think of them all. So we'll save that for when we talk to Tanya. But the organization is made up of a coalition of different organizations that includes Ohio Normal, Ohio Patients Network, and many other organizations, including our own. We like to support it. Put into file a bill for medical that's going to go to the voters of Ohio instead of the Senate or the House, who is ignoring the patients here in Ohio.
You mean it could be done by popular vote?
Yeah, we actually can. And the reason why most people haven't is because it can sometimes take a lot more money to do it that way and a lot more time, a lot more activist people out on the street doing guerrilla signature gathering. It takes a lot more to do it, and that's one of the reasons why the different coalitions made up of various people over the years have not done it that way. And let me remind everybody here in Ohio that the Senate did pass Senate Bill 2 here in Ohio that included not only restructuring the growing of cannabis for personal use and above, but also the medical defense clause. It passed in 96, but I read it was 98, and I can't find the article on it. It's been taken off of the Enquirer.com. But it was the late 90s, folks. They passed it. This was pushed through by North Coast Normal, John Hartman, and his group out of Cleveland. And it did pass, and then the following Senate hearings, or not hearings, but sessions, rather, in 97, I think it was actually 96, 97, the governor at the time, Voinovich, said, hey, what, you people were stoned and weren't reading the bills? You guys didn't really read that stuff. And we all said, since when do they read this stuff? Anywhere, anytime. So what made this time different? Oh, but, you know, they were duped into helping the patients, so they were basically pushed by the governor into overturning that bill, that part of the bill anyway. They left the cultivation part alone and took out the medical clause. So again, the Senate said, sure, you know, we're Indian givers. And may I remind you, it was not the Indians that gave and took back. It was given to them by the white man and taken back. So the white man again now did it to the pot smokers. Here, have the medical bill. Nope, sorry, fake out. Fake out. Psych! So, the patients are running out of patients, as Tanya would tell you, and they have now formed a bill that will go to the people of Ohio. So stay tuned for that. We'll have her on about that. In the meantime, here in Ohio, this is this Friday, the Cannabis Conundrum, a symposium, Burn Man, of legalizing medical cannabis in Ohio. I'll say that again just for Burn Man. A cannabis conundrum. I like to tease Birdman.
Conundrum.
Conundrum. I like to tease you. You know that. Anyway, it is a gathering this Friday from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. if you are in Cleveland, of course. It is at the Joseph W. Bartonek III Moot Courtroom in Cleveland, the Marshall College of Law building. That is in Cleveland, Ohio. And, of course, if you're Willie Nelson, you'll be in Cleveland Friday. So maybe he'll be able to make that. What do you think? I don't know.
He might be over in Michigan.
Yeah, he's probably going to go to Michigan. That's right. And I don't blame him. This is from Ohio Normal, of course. You can go check out the information in Facebook. So do a search in Facebook for Cannabis Conundrum. It is the symposium will feature several notable participants, including Ohio Representative Kenny Yuko. He supports the medical here in Ohio. Cleveland Marshall Professor Stephen Lazarus, Cleveland Clinical Physician Millar Davis, Michigan. See, they even brought Michigan in. Michigan physician Jamie Hall and Michigan attorney Michael Comorn. They will discuss the medical, scientific, public policy, and societal implications of legalizing cannabis in Ohio, and will also examine the effects of Michigan's Medical Marijuana Act and its effects in Michigan. It will be a very informative afternoon. For more information, you can go to normalohio.org. Again, that's the Cannabis Conundrum. I like to say that, Cannabis Conundrum. Wow. Now, here in Ohio, don't forget, if you're a poor person or if you know a poor person, you want to call Senator Tim Schaefer, the Republican in Ohio that wants to get the bill passed, Senate Bill 69, where you get screwed without being kissed, and get it passed.
Oh,
so
no,
the poor
people. You get kissed in a 69. It's just a different kind.
Yeah, well, that's the point. The Drug Test the Poor People bill. And what that means, folks, we're going to beat the drum on this. If you have a situation in your daily life where you're out of work and you need some assistance and you've paid your taxes and you go, I think maybe I'll go down and get one of those social programs. Maybe not welfare because I'm not eligible, but maybe a little bit of food stamps, and if I have to go to the doctor, a little bit of Medicaid. And I really can't pay my gas and electric bill because Duke is such a robber baron company that I have to go get help from the taxpayers that I am when I have a job. And if this bill passes, I'll have to pee in a cup with my own money that I don't have and prove to Tim Schaefer, the senator who idiots put in power in this state, and prove that I don't have green in my yellow pee.
Well, Kroger's and the big chain food chains better wake up, because people ain't really going to go hungry. And they're going to be the big losers in the whole thing.
Yeah, well, you know, Kroger's, I believe, does what they have to do because of the insurance pushing this, because it's the drug test companies that are in cahoots with the insurance companies that do this. And the one thing I can say for Kroger's is, or let me say two things I can say for Kroger's. They have a really great, and this is not a commercial, this is my opinion, they have a really great nutritional food section where you can go buy hemp cereal, hemp granola bars, and hemp milk. So that's great, right?
Yeah, you cut out the food stamps, ain't no one going to be buying.
Well, very true. That's very true. For drug testing, they only do the mouth swab, which if you're a heavy smoker, 24 hours without a joint, you'll pass.
I'm talking about people without the food stamps.
I know. People without food. Yeah, they'll be stealing food. That's right. Your food. Your money.
Everyone else's price is going to go up. Someone's got to pay.
Yeah, that's called shrink. You know what shrink is?
Yes, I've worked in the retail industry. I know what shrinkage is.
Tell Birdman what shrink is.
Theft.
Yeah.
Someone's
got to cover it.
It's lost generally. Any shrink. Accidents could cause shrink. Either way, it's turned
something
over
loss.
To the... It's a loss that's turned over to the consumer. That's right. So, yeah, you got to think about it that way. But, anyway.
Because my stock still got a split next year, brother.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Pottsbury, Dope Boy, Mr. Chef Pot and Hash, you have a news release there about the Overgrow the Government on 420 coming up, who is, by the way, our very, very special guest tomorrow, Stickman, a.k.a. Jason, the guy who's putting this together with his group, Overgrow the Government. You've got the rest of the release?
Yes, I do. And it follows that grassroots activists head to the nation's capital to end prohibition. Millions to gather in hopes to cease lies and propaganda in the cannabis world. Denver, Colorado, January 20th, 2010. Overgrow the Government. A group of grassroots activists is calling on a million supporters, hemp farmers, and protesters alike to join together for a protest march in Washington, D.C. to demand an end to cannabis prohibition. The march will take place on 4/20/2011. It will start in Lafayette Park, and we will march to the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. There will be speakers at the monument. Overgrow the Government is a group of grassroots activists that are tired of the lies and propaganda associated with cannabis prohibition and have taken a firm stand against it. The success of the event depends on everyone in the cannabis world coming together in D.C. to demand an end to prohibition and continue to do so in the years to come until a change is made. The unofficial organization was started when grassroots activist Jason viewed a protest at the DEA headquarters in which hemp farmers planted hemp seeds. To me, this was a metaphor for what I see that needs to happen. I knew that with science, medicine, and numbers on our side, now is the time to change these laws, said Mr. Worf.
Worf?
Worf. That's what it says.
Okay.
Following the protest, Jason took his idea and posted it as an event on Facebook to see what kind of feedback he would get. Within the first week, the protest received an overwhelming response from various organizations, which proved he had to turn his idea into reality. He took on small group of activists as board members and started planning the event in the nation's capital. For more information and updates on Overgrow the Government, visit www.overgrowthegovernment.com.
G-O-V-T.
Do what?
For the government. You don't spell out government. It's just overgrow the G-O-V-T.org.
Oh, yeah. That.
Make sure people go to... There is actually another group that has the other site, so you got to make sure you go to the right one. Yeah, there's two groups out there, Overgrow the Government.
Okay.
But, you know, we should all you got to be able to first say it, overgrow the government. Before you can overgrow the government, you have to be able to say it.
Yeah.
It's like conundrum. And before I forget, I...
A riddle wrapped in an enigma, boxed up in a mystery, just for you, Chuck.
I actually forgot to give out Tim Schaefer's information, so you could call and tell him he needs to be poor and pee in a cup for us. His number is 614-466-5838. Again, 614-466-5838. You can also email at sd31@senate.state.oh.us. If you missed that, look up Tim Schaefer in the senator's information. We're going to roll on right now to a song that I have ready. And as I mentioned...
You're going to sing?
You got it. In my mind.
Gotcha.
With the song, of course.
I can sing Long Ago and Far Away.
Please. The further away, the better.
Yes.
Now, actually, as I mentioned earlier, Willie Nelson... Our mentor for the Teapot Party. Don't forget, not only are we Hemp Rock, we are also the Northern Kentucky and Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot. I think I'm stoned.
I know you are.
Teapot Party. You know, there's two Northern Kentuckys, right? Anyway, we are part of the Teapot Party, and we do support the Gatewood Galbraith campaign. And if you would, tell everybody real quick, Burn Man, about that petition. We got to get signed for Gatewood.
Yeah, you can go to
gatewood.com.
Gatewood.com, get a copy of the petition, and get your friends to sign it.
Who are registered to vote, of course.
Yeah, of course, got to be registered to vote. You can always go... Where'd you find that?
On his microphone.
I took off mine. You were cracking too much, man. You're killing me.
I think he's more stoned than us.
Maybe.
Get your friends to sign it. Mail it back in to Gatewood. And all the mail it back in, address, everything's there, gatewood.com.
That's right. Now, of course...
Need 1,000 signatures.
5,000.
Yeah.
Legitimate. Voter
right.
Registration signatures. So, yeah, get your friends registered to vote if they aren't, yourself registered, and then get signed.
Wherever you get your driver's license, food stamps.
I think library.
No, not the library.
Only tax stuff at the library. Well, that's a story for another day. Anyway, the Teapot Party, of course, with Willie Nelson, supports the Gatewood campaign, as many other campaigns throughout the country. And I know that there's actually an Ohio Teapot Party, too. So if you're not in this area and you're in the rest of the state, you can join up with them. And it, of course, is through Facebook. And, of course, I think they're like 60,000 strong now. In the National Teapot Party. But on behalf of that, and of course the tour with Willie Nelson that's coming through the area this week, tomorrow night they're in Louisville, Thursday night they're in Muncie, Indiana, Friday night they're in Cleveland, and I think Saturday is Indianapolis, folks. And then I think they're doing some dates in between all that up in the Illinois area. So if you're in the region in where we all live and you want to see Willie Nelson, go do a quick search, willienelson.com, and look for the tour page to get all that information and be there at the show. It's going to be a blast. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and cut to the song with the help of Chef Pot and Hash, of course, for track number 6. This is off of Willie's Countryman CD. We'll be back here at Hemp Rock Radio in a few minutes.
If you can't say you love me, say you hate me, and that you regret each time you held me tight. If you can't be mine forever, please forsake me. If you can undo the wrong, undo the right. It was right when you loved me only, but wrong when you held another tight. So before you go away and leave me lonely, if you can undo the wrong, undo the right. It's too late to say your heart is filled with sorrow. You can't undo what's done, why do you try? So please, so I can fail.
face the new tomorrows. If you can undo the wrong, undo the right. To say your heart was filled with sorrow. You can't undo what's done, why do you try? So please, so I can face the new tomorrow. If you can't undo the wrong, undo the right.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Cincinnati musicians, interested in submitting your music to be included in our local music library? CDs can be mailed to WVQC at 1100 Ray Street, Cincinnati, Ohio 45202, 513-651-4171, extension 11, or email to wvqcprogramming@mediabridges.org. Radio edits only, please.
WVQC, People Powered Radio.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City. Yeah. WVQC.org, Cincinnati's 95.7 FM.
FM.
I also forgot to mention, folks, we'd like you to be a member. All the time. $30.
Y'all see how fast I can fix a problem, though, right? You're getting quality for your cash.
$30 makes you a member of Media Bridges and, well, actually WVQC, because I don't think you can be a member. I guess you can do donations to Media Bridges, public access, but specifically...
I'm sure they'll find a way to take your money.
I'm sure they will. That's exactly right. And boy, do they need it too. So it doesn't matter whether you support the television end or the radio end. We need you to help and donate to our organization so we can get rid of this faulty equipment. Get rid of the... Is it the operator or the equipment? I say it's the equipment. Now, of course, again, that's...
A little bit of both right now.
A little bit of both. Of course, it is Hemp Rock, and I'm the Happy Hemptress, and he's over there. He's the stoned... Dope boy.
Oh, I am so very stoned.
And the Birdman's over there wanting to smoke it with him. But, of course...
He's smoking something, ain't he?
Well, of course, that was Willie Nelson.
It's been a very good day, Chuck.
That's right. It is a good day. And it is getting better out there. Spring has sprung today. The first day of spring, folks. Did everybody get out there and see the full moon, the biggest moon of the year, Saturday night?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I can see it. I can see it from my bed, my studio of the WEED Radio Network Studios window.
I sat right in front of the restaurant where I work and looked at it all for about a half hour
all
while I was on break.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I looked at
I'm
the whole thing. It was
to.
All up there at once, so I just took a peek at it all. I didn't just look at a little sliver.
Definitely beautiful. Well, anyway, that song that we played from Willie Nelson off of his Countryman CD is Undo the Right. And that's my motto. We need to undo the right, folks, because they certainly are trying to undo the left and anything in between. And I bet Willie would also approve of that. I know it's about a love song, but, you know, I like to take everything and make it about this. So, oh, my goodness. Anyway, we got a lot of other things to go to. I'm going to hit some quick news here. This comes from Ohio. A man from Colorado is facing felony drug charges after Ohio State Highway Patrol troopers seized 188 pounds of BC Bud marijuana, valued at nearly $1 million. Now, that, of course, is the street value. And, you know, if you do the math, at average of, if it's BC Bud, folks, let's even say $3,500 a pound, which is probably a cheap rate for that. And then you multiply that by average $100 a quarter, you can do the math and probably come up with about $1 million, because they're always showing the retail price. But this was during a traffic stop yesterday. Of course, this would have been the 15th, a few days ago. The driver, John Davis, 51, of Denver, was charged with possession of marijuana and aggravated trafficking of marijuana, both second-degree felonies. So we'll let you know what happens. But as we like to say, you know, how many people could that 188 pounds? And if they're really right and it was really BC Bud, let me just say it's probably the crappy Beasters. The crappy Beasters.
The stinking pigs are probably smoking it now.
You know they are. You know they are.
That'd be enough for about a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, let's see.
I'd make so much butter with that. Oh, my God.
I'm going to do a...
for everybody in North America.
Yeah, I'm going to do a quick few headlines here. This is on behalf of 420magazine.com. 34-year-old man Dana Carvella was sitting on his porch in Boca Raton, perhaps smoking a doob, when he was allegedly accosted by several men. They beat him about the head and dragged him into his home, where, according to the Palm Beach Post, the men tied him up, stashed his girlfriend and 4-year-old daughter in a bedroom, and proceeded to ransack the place. Carvella executed a daring escape to a neighbor's house and called the police. By the time the fuzz arrived, Carvella's assailants were gone. The police made an arrest anyway. They arrested Carvella for growing pot plants in his garage. Though he apparently told the police his plants were for personal use, he has now been charged with marijuana cultivation and child neglect. Because, you know, it's for the children, right? Nobody cares if he got beat up and the kids were held hostage. They arrest the father. The first is understandable. The second, who knows? Smells wrong, though, doesn't it? Even if only when police are called to investigate a violent crime, it'd be nice if they could refrain from arresting the victims. Wow. Now, you know, I was really, really pissed off last week, if you missed it. By the way, the last four shows are up at the WEED. If you missed any of the last numerous shows, including the last four for the last 2 weeks, they are now edited and up on the WEED radio network, along with a new one from a couple of weeks ago from Cincinnati's Conscience. But if you did hear it, you know that I was really pissed, and I'm really still pissed off. I don't know what else to say. But this pisses me off even more, okay? As you know, there was a Pennsylvania judge. Two of them, as a matter of fact. One pled and one found guilty for taking money from their buddies that own the private prison, right, in those areas, for the children. This is the juvenile prison.
Hey, you sound like 1,000 kids here, didn't they?
5,000, Birdman.
Oh, wow.
5,000 kids under his reign were put into his buddy's prisons.
Yeah, the even private probation officers were saying, hey, this kid don't need this.
Exactly, exactly.
They're like, well, it doesn't matter. We need money.
Right. They were putting kids in at 10 years old for fighting on school buses, putting them in juvenile prisons that their buddies owned in the private prison industry. This is what is also happening in Pennsylvania. The ACLU and a Philadelphia law firm are suing two Pennsylvania school districts for maintaining random drug and alcohol testing of students who participate in extracurricular activities and who drive cars to school. The separate lawsuits were filed last week. The U.S. Supreme Court has held that the random drug testing of student athletes or students involved in extracurricular activities does not violate the U.S. Constitution. But some state Supreme Courts, including Pennsylvania's, have found protections against random drug testing of students in their state constitutions. The lawsuit filed by the ACLU of Pennsylvania and the law firm Deschert LLP charge that the school districts have maintained drug testing policies that violate a 2003 Pennsylvania Supreme Court decision holding that random drug testing of students is unconstitutional unless the school districts can show that the group of students being tested had a high drug use rate. That case was Theodore versus Delaware Valley Schools. I just can't even go on because it just pisses me off. Because if they were found with drugs in their system, then what did they do? They turned them over to the court system in front of the judges that had buddies in the private prison industry, and then they'd throw the kids in jail for possessing marijuana in their urine. Sound like a good plan to me, right? Shouldn't we throw all the kids in jail to save the children? Because that's the guys, right? It's for the children, right?
Everything's for the children.
Yeah, well,
according to them.
I'll tell you what, though. In our state, it doesn't matter whether you're a kid or an adult, because this is what our governor wants to do. This really pissed me off. You want to talk about being the pissed off Hemptress. This is happening in our own state, folks, and not just here, but everywhere else. Okay, but now, the guise of fixing the budget is straight from our governor, Kasich. Unlike precious governors who held press conferences about their plans, Kasich is spending about $5,000 to rent a 900-seat room. Now, how's that for budgeting? This idiot that these idiots in our state put into power is holding a press conference about saving money, and he spent $5,000 to do it. Your money. $5,000 to rent a hall that only held, that's how
much? Could have used a free park.
Could have used a free park. I thought that too. It's like, why didn't he just use a place like Fountain Square? You know? Free.
Let everyone hear what he's got.
Let everyone hear. Instead.
Just a select few.
Okay, well, you know, they did pay somebody to put it online. You could watch it online. Okay, but I'm sure they got paid. Okay, so here's the thing. He's spending, okay, now, somebody do the math for me really quick. $5,000 for 900 seats. How much did that cost per seat for me? Can somebody do that while I'm rambling here for a second? Unlike previous governors who held press conferences about their plans, Kasich is spending about $5,000 to rent the 900-seat room for an Ohio town hall meeting that was last week, of course, and also broadcast on a satellite station. Kasich, who has promised not to raise taxes to fill a projected $8 billion shortfall compared with the current $50.5 billion budget, has said he will call for spending reductions and proposals, including, but not limited to, of course, possibly selling prisons as part of one of the most reform-oriented budgets Ohio's ever seen. U.S. governors are facing deficits that may reach $125 billion in the coming fiscal year, and many are making painful cuts. Kasich is taking his case straight to his constituents. He didn't ask me. If he'd asked me, he'd get a mouthful. So I'll do it here.
You can't contribute $100,000 to his campaign.
Yeah. Asked in an interview last week why he decided to televise the presentation from a theater. I thought it was a cool idea. We want to explain it all to people. Only 900 of them, though. Kasich, 58, who took office in January, said his State of the State speech last week that his plans might test citizens. I'm asking you all to keep an open mind about the possibilities of reform because you can't keep doing the same thing in this state and avoiding the decisions that need to be made. Something special broadcasting the event lets Kasich soften the blow. Yeah. It's going to be a TV show. This is somebody named Catherine Albers. She's a theater professor. Who has appeared in films including The Jesse Owens Story and does radio and television voiceovers. She says, you tell people it's going to be on television and all of a sudden it's something special. Yeah. Now, the point I'm trying to make here, folks, is we've got judges in Pennsylvania selling our kids down the river to their buddy's prison, private. prison. And now we have our governor that says he's going to save our budget and sell our prisons. And I have to tell you, I have a letter from a prisoner in here in Ohio who claims that it's actually seven prisons that have been sold, already being sold. He's not, the governor isn't asking for advice. He's already doing it, folks. And this person is already, and among others, is being moved out and being sent to other prisons because of the restructuring of them selling them to private prisons. So I venture to say, oh, I also forgot to tell you, guess what industry has yet to see a downfall in their economic ability?
Prisons.
The private prison, specifically. Private prison industry has shown no loss through this entire economic downturn, whatever you want to call the depression, whatever. It's man-made, and these, I can't even say what I want to say. They are taking your money, your family members, and your friends, and making them customers in their business. And I guarantee you, the prison population will go up in Ohio or the rest of this country as long as we allow the business of prisons to expand and continue to make money. And I've got a song ready, dedicated for this topic. I'll tell you what it is in a minute, when you come back. It's one of my favorite songs, though, from System of a Down, off of their Toxicity CD. Because private prison industry is toxic waste and cancer in our society. It's at Brock Radio. What?
Did you say $5,000 to rent the part that hall?
Uh-huh.
That was $5.55 a head that he spent.
Amazing. Amazing.
So I can expect my check and an explanation in the mail, I guess?
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Along with the letter telling you that...
that I owe them $7 for sending me this correspondence.
Yeah, right. Well, anyway, again, this is Hemp Rock, and the song is off of Toxicity. It is dedicated to Governor Kasich, who's selling your friends up the river to his private prison buddies.
To clamp down with your iron fist, drugs became conveniently available for all the kids. Following the rights movement, to clamp down with your iron fist, drugs became conveniently available for all the kids.
My, 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 crack, my, smack, my, bitch, right here in Hollywood.
Nearly 2 million Americans are incarcerated in the prison system of the U.S.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
For you and me to live in.
Another prison system. Another prison system. Another prison system.
For you and me.
Minor drug offenders fill your prisons, you don't even flinch. All our taxes paying for your wars against the new non-rich. Minor drug offenders fill your prisons, you don't even flinch. All our taxes paying for your wars against the new non-rich.
My, 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 crack, my, smack, my, bitch, right here in Hollywood.
The percentage of Americans in the prison system has doubled since 1985.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
For you and me to live in.
Another prison system. Another prison system. Another prison system.
For you and me.
For you and me. Oh, baby, you are me.
Boy. Boy.
While research and successful drug policy shows that treatment should be increased.
Boy.
And law enforcement decreased while abolishing mandatory minimum sentences.
Boy.
While research and successful drug policy shows that treatment should be increased. And law enforcement decrease while abolishing mandatory minimum sentences.
Utilizing drugs to pay for secret wars around the world. Drugs are now your global policy. Now you police the globe.
My crack, my smack, my bitch right here in Hollywood.
Drug money's used to rig elections and train brutal corporate sponsored dictators around the world.
They're trying to build a prison.
They're trying to build a prison. They're trying to build a prison.
For you and me to live in.
Another prison system. Another prison system. Another prison system.
with the war on drugs.
And I'm with Leap. Hey, I see you let that one get away.
Get away?
What? You let Michael Phelps go.
Ah, he's such a nice fella. But we're going after those other scum, though.
Ah, yes. The wrong crowd we've heard so much about.
Those bastards just sitting there doing drugs.
Doesn't justice demand equal treatment under the law?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, how would it look, given the prison sentence or even probation to an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah, what harm was he doing?
Right. I mean, well, he was hanging out with drug dealers, that's what he was doing.
Throw the book at him.
I can't.
Throw the book at them.
Now you're talking. Send our kids a message.
Yeah, swim faster.
WVQC.
Yeah, all right.
Radio for the people, by the people.
I'm Dirty Anvil.
This is C-Reg.
And I'm your man Exposed. And together we are Open Mind Productions.
And you're listening to
Hemp Rock Radio
on Radio Free Queen City.
WVQC-LP.
Cincinnati.
95.7 FM.
Low power to the people.
Low power. That's right. Thank you for that, boys. And, of course, real quick, I want to get a couple announcements in again. Hello, all drum makers. It's time once again. Chico Drum Construction Workshops. The drum you'll love the best is the one you build yourself, of course. Professional drum construction workshops, but these are, of course, non-profit free to people. And this is Rich Spirit has been making drums for 15 years and has been presenting workshops for over 10. He has lovingly refined his training so that anyone is able to complete a high-quality Ashiko drum of their own. If you want more information on this, of course, you can go to richspiritdrums.com. But workshops kick off, I believe, this Friday, folks. So stay tuned for that if you want to get involved in that and learn how to make your own Ashiko drum. It is a kind of a cool thing, I guess, if you're into drums. Anyway.
It's a deep spiritual experience.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now, of course, don't forget, tomorrow's guest is Jason, the Stick Man, with Overgrow the Government. That would, of course, be Overgrow the Government, govt.org. That is. He is the organizer with many people for the 420 gathering in Washington, D.C., by the way, where there's 8 medical dispensaries. If not open yet, they will be. Anyway, if you want to march on D.C., because they are a bunch of idiots that, of course, raided the 26 now, folks, last count that I saw, 26 medical marijuana dispensaries in the state of Montana have been raided illegally, as far as we're concerned, by the feds. So if you are disgusted with this, you want to show up on 420. There's also other things going on. Real quick, let me tell you about this.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Have any of the dispensaries in the District of Columbia been raided?
Oh, of course not. Not that I knew of. No.
Huh.
That's why I say, I think there are some
all
open.
The senators? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought there was like 3 or 4 dispensaries in D.C.
Yeah.
They need some place to go to get high.
Oh, yeah. The congressman's weed shops.
Yeah, right.
They're going to stay open. So, hey, on 420, bring your cards, medical patients.
Your out-of-state cards good there?
I don't know.
California cards?
I don't know.
Bring it just to be sure.
I don't know. That's a test. That's for sure. But, so that will be happening on 420. If you can't make that one, of course, there's always the July 4th smoke-in. Also in D.C., we'll get you more information about that if you can't make the 420, or do both. We need to show up more than that in D.C. and let them know. Anyway, Jason, the Stick Man, will be our guest tomorrow in the second half of the show. And we're probably going to have somebody else on, but I'm trying to figure out who the most important one is.
Probably.
Yep, I was going to say the dope boy will be here with the Hemp Rock Cafe and the Pottsbury Bakery segment. And let's see, I want to tell you real quick, because we'll talk more about this tomorrow while we're talking about protests, of course. The Missoula, Montana crowd rallies for right to medical marijuana. Shouts of protest filled the streets of downtown Missoula this past Saturday as medical marijuana advocates, angered by the raids of cannabis facilities across Montana last week, rallied in support of their right to use marijuana for medical purposes. They shouted, DEA, go away! It was a line repeated over and over as more than 100 people wielding signs that read, "No plant left behind. We are not criminals." And "Feds, hands off my meds," marched from Carras Park to Missoula County Courthouse and back. There were families, veterans, college students, and medical marijuana caregivers. At times, a faint scent of marijuana drifted through the crowd. Doug Shiat, founder of Montanans for Responsible Legislation and one of the rally organizers, used a bullhorn to encourage people to come out of the shadows and into the streets, a message of standing up in support of medical marijuana. The rally was in response to federal agents last Monday issuing 26 search warrants on medical marijuana shops and producers in a handful of cities across Montana, seizing cash and plants. The rage generated fear and anger in an industry that's under the microscope of state lawmakers working to regulate the industry. Unbelievable. Disgusting. Unbelievable. And we stand in solidarity with the Montanans against D.C. and their crap. And we'll have more about that. I was going to read this today, but I'm going to save it for tomorrow on the longer show. But for more information, you can, of course, go to Cannabis Therapy Institute and get a memo there about the Hague, or as some people like to call her, the HAG, H-A-A-G memo, coming from the Department of Justice, HAG memo. This is nothing more than the feds targeting and trying to stop. After Obama said he was going to allow it, he is now allowing the DEA, the ATF, the IRS, and the FBI, and the locals are being pushed and encouraged to go after patients around the country. This is just the beginning, folks, so we'll talk more about that tomorrow. In the meantime, we do have to roll on. Thanks for rolling it up today, Chef
always,
Pot and Hash.
Always a pleasure.
We'll see you tomorrow, and Burnman, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Of course, I have to tell you, because I probably airheaded
it. I am a baker. I love using any kind of rolling machine.
That's right. Get ready, of course, for Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience. But I did forget to tell you, while I was bitching about the prisons, the song, of course, if you didn't know, was the prison song from System of a Down and Toxicity. Don't forget, Willie Nelson's on tour all over the region. Go check him out. We are the Teapot Party as well, here with the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky, along with Hemp Rock Radio. I'm the Hemptress. We'll see you tomorrow.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Potsberry Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WVQC-LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com.
I got a hand full of wonders. I'm gonna cultivate this mystery and help me bring these trees.
Do you want marijuana? Do you want a marijuana?
Hemp Rock Radio, the Potsberry Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM, WVQC-LP, Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org.
Coming up next on WBQCLP is Jay Alday with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.
Get high.